This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
So how do we really scare everybody?
How?
This never works.
Is that Robert Goulet?
Scared kids? No, that's just...
There they go.
Not scary enough.
Not scary kids?
No. We're going to scare you in the opening segment in the preamble to the show.
Ready to be scared?
We're going to listen to the following segment all the way through without spinning any wheels. Listen and be scared.
Well, Allison, if you are looking for a little Halloween fun for the whole family, then you need to experience a Frightmare. It's just one of the new Halloween attractions at Six Flags America, where Fright Fest 2007 is underway. Coming up, we're going to tell you why you most certainly want to make this part of your upcoming weekend plans. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
And now we're going to have to hear the entire segment.
Holly juice, holly juice, holly juice.
Do you believe in spooks?
Specters?
I just have to paint a picture. The character that she interviews in this segment.
I saw it on TV today.
Is wearing a LeMay t-shirt.
A LeMay t-shirt?
Now, I'm not going to tell you who she's interviewing, but just know that he's wearing a LeMay t-shirt.
Oh, no. What's LeMay?
It's a...
sparkly, like gold.
Oh, okay, like gold LeMay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Carol Channing type fabric.
Gotcha.
Okay, get out. Speaking of Carol Channing, how you doing?
Honey? There she is.
There she is.
Nice to see you, darling.
See, this is not scary.
Take care, baby.
And without even spinning the wheel of Holly.
Oh, look at that. There goes Vic Tayback.
Even without spinning the wheel.
Yes.
I saw this on my TV today, and this is scary.
Were you scared?
Sure. This is just Holly Morris, the hyperactive poodle. Just getting it going.
Getting it done.
This is the cut where she's got the guy that she knows from somewhere in the past?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, guys. And it is more delightful than frightful, at least when you're talking about Frightmares, just one of the new celebrations or events that are going on here at Fright Fest 2007, the largest Halloween celebration in the nation's capital. We are in the Grand Theater right now, and I am joined by none other than Funkenstein, also known as Les Bowen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about this show, because there's really a buzz about it, and everyone's excited.
Listen to her voice already.
Seen it before.
Such a great show. So family-friendly. The children love us. We are a little spooky, but then they realize...
I'm Frankenstein, Holly.
And dance. We pull people on stage. They might see some...
You are so caffeinated, Holly.
That's the deal. They have gone across the nation to bring in the best talent for this show.
Yes, we have.
I mean, they searched far and wide and went to places where they knew great talent was...
You are wound up, Holly Morris.
In fact, they pulled Les Bowen from none other than Fairfield, Ohio. Where I am from.
The hometown.
We graduated from
Fairfield, Ohio.
How amazing is that? You know, talent just comes from there.
It does.
It's just a natural, right?
Sometimes.
Quickly, tell me about you guys rehearsing for the show, what it took to pull it together.
Rehearsals are about a two-week process. You rehearse in a room, you know, you learn the music, you start the dances, and you just repeat it until you're ready for it.
Over and over again, Holly.
Oh, Holly.
Then the show's up and ready to go.
Fairfield, Ohio.
Feedback from the audience?
Oh, the audience loves it.
Okay, well now, Funkenstein and I were both Fairfield Corleers. That was our high school show choir. So,
with Rob Spielwack.
They were both in the choir.
Banshina.
Banshina,
theater arts.
A witch with a W. And here we go.
No.
You might get this if you're, I'm ready.
It's astounding. I'm fleeting.
Madness takes its toll.
Holly's going to jump in here now. I'm once again. Now she's dancing on stage.
That took the life right out of me.
And listen. Allison, I didn't just get this experience because I'm here this morning. They do bring people out from the audience onto stage to time warp with them and more. It is an entertaining show. It only goes through this weekend. They have 3 performances on Friday, 4 performances each on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Fright Fest 2007.
Yeah,
okay. Come out and experience it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be going back to my show choir days.
Yep. Let's go take a visit.
Very good. We're going to have more Fright Fest fun coming up our next hour. Back to you guys.
Oh, my God.
Scared, Jim.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Hey, come on in, guys. Don't be bashful. There they are. Oh, Holly.
Before we start the show.
I'm totally freaked out now.
We do have one special guest star that we want to recognize in our Halloween Spooks Choir today.
Really? Oh.
Step up and say hi.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandido.
How about that? The Don and Mike Show. Wonderful.
Hello.
Oh, hello yourself.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie.
Welcome. Well.
Well. What have we here?
What have we here?
Hi, I'm Alan Carter, TV's Howie Mandel.
You would listen to the music on the...
Mommy Booby! Mommy Booby! Mommy Booby!
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What about weed? Is going to be any weed?
Hi, I know.
These people have lost their minds.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Woo! I think he... like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's Tuesday. And you can call us. Phone number 877-365-3636. I'm a little concerned as I look at the screen. I'm getting no phone calls there.
Oh, dear, do we have a technical issue right out of the box?
No one's calling.
We got to reset it. No, Buzz, sadly, that never happens to us. Now, somebody's always calling.
That's right. Unfortunately, that is the case.
We have to reset the telephones.
Now, on my little thing, I see lots of people calling right now.
Yeah, they're just not coming up on the air. We got to reset the computer.
They're not coming through the computer?
That was one of our great moments in Morning Zoo history.
Yes.
Mike and I are stuck out at some goddamn hopeless remote.
Might have been Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
No,
we
did that. We worked at
JFK. It was somewhere where we had to work harder.
Uh-huh.
It was somewhere where there was nothing going on, and we were trying to.
Wild World.
Don and Mug Folklore says Wild World. Yeah.
Was it Wild World?
I think so. Where that Fright Fest tape was.
Yep.
It was a really smelly amusement park. It was a Saturday.
Or was it a Memorial Day?
Whatever. It was a day we shouldn't have been there when no one really cared about us being by, you know, Bacteria Mountain.
I mean, at the crack of dawn, being in the middle of Wild World.
So it was just Mike and I and our producer Frank sitting in an empty amusement park.
Right.
And we said, well, let's open the phones. You know, kind of bold for 1985.
Sure was.
Morning radio said, just open the phones. And our guy, David Edgar, timidly cracked open the microphone and said, Donna, Mike, no one's calling.
We thought it was a technical error.
Wrong
and we
answer.
Thought it was a glitch.
Now, you know, you could say, hey, we're having a problem with the phones or whatever. No, it was just.
Right. We're giving him a hard time. Hey, what's the deal? We're not getting any. Nothing's coming through. Hello, hello, what's going through?
No one's calling.
It's just a wonderful thing you say to a couple of people that are on the radio.
There we go. We're reset now. Here we go.
Look,
ready for action. Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Holly Moore's conspiracy theory. Holly was out at Six Flags this morning, which is owned by Little Dan Snyder. Redskins are on Fox.
What's the conspiracy?
I don't know.
Unless you're making a play on words with conspiracy, as our friend Charles Barkley did. I don't think you did.
Now, you wouldn't think that we were aware of the fact that Little Danny owns that theme park?
Listen, he's gone. And I got to start by telling you what happened today. We got an email from Janet's boss, her ex-boss.
Uh-oh. Really?
Right? So.
Uh-oh. Chungo.
I bet you'll never guess in a million years what happens.
He emails you and he says, thank you for a great weekend.
Hold on a second. Yeah, he emails her. We're up in the computer room and she says, oh, JC. Uh-huh. Because she won't say it. And
right.
I said, what? And she said, oh, the guy emailed me and it says, about the show.
Oh.
I said, come on, be brave.
Right.
Open it up. Be brave. So finally she opened it up and it's all in caps, which of course most times means I'm yelling at you.
Right.
He wrote, dear Jan, listened to the show online yesterday. Waited to hear you talk about our weekend in Atlantic City. Uh-huh. She's reading this to me from across the room, and then she goes, oh, no. Like, oh, God, what is it? Just tell me. She says, he writes, ha, 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 ha. That was some funny ass.
He loved it.
He didn't just love it.
Right.
All caps loved it.
He has booked a return to Atlantic City on his dime.
That's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you're going to get together with him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Well, how the hell can you do that after all that? I thought you hated the guy.
Thank you for saying that, Mike. I didn't want to say that in case he was listening on the stream today.
Right.
Excuse me. And I don't actively hate him.
Yeah, but you would be willing to go back down there again on his dime?
No,
not going to happen.
No, I just thought it was funny.
He's obviously got, he's got something going for him, in my opinion. He's got a good sense of humor. He can laugh at himself.
Sounds like it.
I mean, it's,
I
you
agree.
Know, I mean, if he heard yesterday's show and he's laughing at it, I mean, that's fantastic.
I totally agree, and I think that's great, and he should go read the movie Boiler Room again.
Maybe you should give him another try.
Maybe you, my friend, helper. Yeah, maybe you should just stop helping, Mike.
I'm just reacting to what you're saying. I'm very surprised at that.
I just thought it was funny.
It's a damn miracle.
So if he happens to be listening,
you have good luck like that.
If he happens to be listening now, mm-hmm. Janet's going to write you back that we're busy, but really, we're wide open.
But if that was an email coming to me, you know what it would say? How dare you, Mr. President? How dare you, you bastard?
Just thought it was funny.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, a lot more than going over there.
What? I mean, what does that mean?
What do you mean? Where's over there and where?
Excuse me. Pick a part. We're very smoky out here.
What part of California are you calling from?
We're on just a little below Santa Barbara. We'll be riding
wildfire. Now that's what I call being on it, right there. That is being on it.
It's for our continuing coverage, Mike.
Wow.
Where'd you say you're calling from?
Is that a lawnmower or is that like a plane flying over?
We have a plane flying over. We've got these aerial bombers that are dropping fire retardant over. So I'm sorry I didn't hear you. I couldn't hear what you're saying.
Fire retardant.
Uh-huh. I couldn't
fire
hear
retardant.
What you're saying. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So you're calling about what's going on in California right now?
Well, I just want to know, did you finish the story about the Regis Philbin concert you went to yesterday? We'll be riding
wildfire. Tribute to all our friends dealing with that nightmare out in California.
Oh, hell.
Yes,
hell.
I did.
Well, he didn't take that well at all.
Wow. Maybe he really was like...
Is he serious?
I mean, if the planes were flying over his head, maybe he was in the middle of all that.
Well, he shouldn't have been calling us then. He should have been pulling his stuff
out
of his house.
Well, I think it was a kind of... We're thinking of him. That's why we had the song ready. Yeah.
We'll be riding wildfire.
It's 90 degrees. The winds are going 70 miles an hour. People are touching.
Wait a minute, though. If he's concerned and he's so upset, he wasn't upset that we were doing that. He was upset that we weren't talking about Regis.
That, too.
His priorities are completely out of whack.
Well, I did talk about
Regis. I just don't get it.
I did talk about Regis yesterday when I talked about the guy from Philadelphia and then how surprised I was that he thought, you know, that everything was kosher.
Uh-huh. You talked about him going to the show for, if I remember correctly, 6 minutes.
Thoroughly. Yeah.
You were 6 minutes at the show. So technically, you talked about the show for longer than you even attended the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
I may even have, in a roundabout way, insulted his wife yesterday.
That's true.
You mean Regis's wife?
No, the guy from Philadelphia.
Oh, you're
wife.
Still thinking about the guy from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he doesn't care because he wrote you an email that said, ha, 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 ha.
Now that's all tied into the Regis thing.
It's all funny.
But that guy from California, he'd simply reached the end of his rope. We'll be riding
wild. I'm not sure I agree with your analogy there, Rob. I mean, I think he was a little hot under the collar.
Ah! And then he says,
he was fuming.
You go to hell. Go to hell.
I don't know what burned him up.
Hey, guys.
Not funny.
Can I just say something on behalf of Keanu?
Yes.
And Leah?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Paul Newman and all my friends.
Of course.
Y'all can go to hell. We'll be right. LaDainian Tomlinson had to leave his house.
Right.
Yeah. Is he one of the evacuees? We'll be riding
wildfire. Once again, Norv Turner does not deliver.
So are you saying that the coverage of the fires is perhaps focusing a little too heavily on celebrities and not on the other people that are also having to evacuate?
Well, I don't know about you, Mike, but I sure am concerned about how Steve Buscemi's house is doing. We'll be riding
wildfire. I'm assuming you're talking about LaDainian Tomlinson, you're talking about the San Diego fires.
Yes.
Serious. But Steve Buscemi's probably the Malibu fire.
Yeah, and if you're watching it from a national level, which we do, the focus in San Diego is not on the hundreds of thousands of people who've had to move. It's the fact that a couple of the Chargers have had to move.
Right.
And in Southern California, it's not all of the regular people, it's all of the celebrities.
Right. Will the celebrities, and not necessarily have their houses burned, but will their houses burn, right?
Yeah.
Are they in danger? You know, will the fire skip across Pacific Coast Highway and endanger the celebrities' homes?
There's a lot of that. I'm Captain Dan. That's Howie Mandel's house. Will it be spared? We'll be riding
wildfire. Not necessarily focusing on the thousands, perhaps even thousands of people that have already had their houses
but
burned.
Celebrities are national treasures.
Yes. Right. Well, in our culture today.
Yes.
The era of celebrity.
That's right.
And I will come right out and say this. I don't often say this. I probably will go to hell for laughing at the reporter that they showed over and over again. You're supposed to feel bad for the guy.
Okay.
He's from a San Diego TV station. And he's standing in front of his house, which looks to be like an A-frame or a cabin up on a hill. And it's just about burned to nothing.
Oh, really? It's his own house?
And the guy goes, well, I'm in front of my house, and as you can see, it's just about gone.
Oh. Does he get emotional at all?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Wow.
That can't be easy. That's a tough assignment.
That is a tough assignment. We'll be right. Talk about getting extra credit.
Reporting from my personal disaster.
Wow. He
didn't have to drive very far.
And they run it on every goddamn channel.
And you're
sure.
Talking about going to hell. I'm going to be right with you because you know what I think immediately?
What?
Well, I know that nature's certainly helping the cause out there as far as these wildfires. But, boy, I mean, to really get ahead and the ethics of TV news people, do you think there's a chance that...
Yes.
Okay. You know, maybe like if you looked around the surrounding area, there would be no fire, and he decided that you know he's going to go down and like drop a couple of cans of Sterno in his basement.
What could it hurt now?
Yeah,
you know,
who knows?
Hey, this you know, I had to get something really good for this one. Oh, I'm horrible.
That is awful.
It's an ember that
and
did
yet
it.
Yet funny.
It's a burning ember.
No, you're not horrible. You know what's horrible is getting that thing in all caps that just said Ha, 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 ha.
Were you shocked, I imagine, right?
Thought it was hilarious. Uh-huh. I'm not the cheap bastard that you think I am. And it was like, follow my beautiful Ralph Lauren suspenders and join me and my wife for a weekend beyond exotics that you've seen. Mm-hmm. And because I am the type of guy that I am, .. I will pay for everything.
Well, now you ought to hold him to that.
Yeah.
You ought to get the bridal suite. You ought to get the finest restaurants.
Mike, he wins. If he's volleying it back to, like, almost dare me to go, he wins. I'm not going to go.
We ought to get him on the show.
Janet says, that's a big N-O.
Oh, okay. All right. N-O. Well, it seems to me, though, that now you've said your piece. He responded like that. Would that be a push to you? Would that be it's over now? I mean, it's you can go your separate ways.
I believe that
But if he listened to the show, he doesn't get it.
Right.
I mean, if he wants to be hang out with you again.
To be honest.
He thinks you might be fibbing about not liking him. He doesn't know that you're telling the truth. I'm just thinking out loud.
I'm thinking out loud. You don't use your inside voice. Janet said that's exactly it. That she's positive.
You just made it up.
That I'm mocking him, even though I described him to an absolute.
You're mocking
him. He must think that I'm doing an incredible, grotesque parody of him.
A caricature.
When in truth, it was like looking in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
There was no funhouse aspect to this guy.
Yeah, it wasn't like you're going, oh, he's reacting to your insults of yesterday by going, oh, God, yeah. You're too funny. Yeah. You are a cut up. You are really when you're going. No, I mean what I said.
You're a pushy sales guy with a one day growth of beard from Philadelphia with bad sock chewing breath.
Now that's new. That's a new wrinkle. You didn't put that one in there yesterday.
And if we're talking about things, why don't we talk about the fact that for most of the drive back, Janet and I spent most of the time discussing. What failed cosmetic surgery your wife has had.
Oh! Wow. Whoa.
Truth.
Wow. Are you trying to send him another message today?
Well, either that or I'm going to go home and my girlfriend's not going to be there.
Uh-huh.
The area that Janet identified, incidentally, was right...
Topside?
Right on top of the boob. But the area between... Where the boob begins and, like, where the neck is.
Yeah.
She was positive that this lady had something done there.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. To pull in skin.
Sure.
To lift up the boob.
To tighten things up a little bit.
A bit of a lift.
Yeah. So.
The area between the neck and the boobs, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about it for a long time.
Sure. The look on your face is telling me you feel like you may be going into... uncharted territory right now. Territory that you're not concerned about this couple.
No.
But you may be concerned about life on the home front.
Yes, sir.
Are you thinking that you're going into this area just to make sure that the guy knows once and for all what the dilly is?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny to talk about him like this. I wonder if even now he thinks I'm still just goofing around with him. You think so?
Well, I'm looking at you, and I know you're not. So, Mr. Salesman, Boiler Room, listen. I'm looking at him if you're listening right now. And he thinks you're a stain.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, what's up?
Dude, I want to ask Rob if he likes Ghostbusters.
If Rob likes what?
Does Rob like Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Rob, do you like that movie? Of course you do.
Movie? Yeah.
Yeah, of course he does. What is the significance of this question?
I don't know.
Why are you
No, not fair. Why do you ask that?
You must have
I just want to know.
Why would you
Though? Why out of the blue? Why out of the blue Ghostbusters? Have you seen it? Is it your favorite movie? What? There's got to be a reason.
Why, please?
It's a fantastic movie.
And you thought Rob might share your love of that movie?
Yeah, I don't want anybody to secure the love of that movie.
I said, never mind.
Do you love the movie Ghostbusters?
Oh, I love Ghostbusters.
It does.
I bet Rob knows more about the movie than you do.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Well, try me.
It's on.
Ask Rob a piece of trivia about the movie Ghostbusters.
How about Rob asking me a piece of trivia?
What?
All right, well, Well, how come? Why can't we get a third party to ask trivia?
You know, what I'm having a trouble with right now, really. What I'm having a trouble with.
Yes, Elvis.
What I'm having a trouble right now, man. Let me tell you something, Jack. Is the diction too?
Yeah, you know
because
what?
They're constant. Look, consonants are your friends. Okay?
I have no problem with the shun. I have a problem with the dick.
Throw a T on there or an N so we can understand it.
All right,
and you'll do better. Okay.
Here's a trivia question for you, Mr. Stain. Who was the role of Peter Venkman written for?
I love you.
He's a stain.
He's just an ass.
Really?
Oh,
just
an
ass. Well, if you're such so hot on Ghostbusters, why aren't you participating in this discussion?
I love the movie.
Yeah, but Rob is asking you a trivia question about the movie, and you're not even choosing to take a guess.
I don't know.
You're a bad caller. You're a bad caller.
Okay, come on, guys. Knock it off.
All right.
John Belushi is the answer.
Is it John Belushi?
Yes.
You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Where do you live?
But I live in Forest Hill, Maryland.
Well, I guess that's punishment enough.
Forest Hill?
Yes.
That wouldn't be Forest Hills.
Forest Hill.
It's a smaller suburb.
Cemetery. Yeah. Isn't Forest Hills a cemetery?
Forest Hills, I think, is where they have the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
Is it?
Is that? Forest Hill is in Maryland. I have no idea where that is.
What's the cemetery, the famous one?
Forest Lawn.
Forest Lawn.
That's in Southern California, right?
I think where George Burns is buried. We'll be riding
wildfire. And there's also Forrest Gregg.
And Forrest Tucker.
And Forrest Tucker.
Forrest Gump.
Calvert DeForest.
Oh, it's the first name Forrest Gump.
Not really fair, because I could say like the Emerald Forest.
Steve Forrest. Just another afternoon at home with a star. Mommy dearest.
Yeah, but his first name Forrest.
Okay. Well, we had Forrest Gregg, Forrest Tucker,
and Forrest Gump. That's it.
What about?
Oh, not a chance.
not a chance, dude.
I'm
waiting for him now.
If you had one, you could totally save this telephone call.
Who's the other Forrest you were going to give us?
I don't know.
No, I knew that.
Yeah. I knew I don't know.
He loves Ghostbusters.
Hope you enjoyed your visit.
Retard.
That was fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Janice Boss is a liar, liar, pants on fire. And Forrest Whitaker, eject.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. Little late
That's
to the
a
party,
great
though.
Forrest, though.
Good one.
Forrest is a hard name.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Elvis Aaron Presley. Oh,
why?
God.
Not
any more of these calls, I'm going to go Marie Osmond on everybody.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hey, Radio God.
We are going to be talking to the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Oh, good.
That's a wonderful idea. I hope we can.
Earlier in the show today about that.
They're dropping like flies. Everyone is passing out. I don't know whether it's the stress or the fumes. I'm dancing with the stars.
Hello. What's up?
Hey, I just want to thank both of you for having me so violated first thing this afternoon.
How so?
Opening act had me so sexually violated, I just cannot believe it.
Sexually violated.
The opening act.
The opening act. I believe he's referring to Holly Morris.
Our opening act, Holly Morris. Yes, the girl.
Holly Morris.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this question for Rob.
That's another caller not making any sense. It doesn't matter. It's the opening salvo. Don and Mike taking your calls. I'm dancing with the stars.
This call is for Rob.
He doesn't like Ghostbusters.
Bye!
Yeah, good.
Save everybody some time.
Very good.
Howdy, Don and Mike show.
Speak to us. Golden silence on the line. That's not a problem for any professional broadcaster. We'll be back with more Passing Out on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It may be a problem with the software.
Is that more silence I'm hearing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going, guys?
There you go. Hey, what's happening, my friend?
Hello, Dullard.
Not too much. I got a couple funny stories for you here.
Not too much.
Just try your funniest.
We'll see. First off, there's what I was hearing on the news. There's this elderly woman, pretty much in her 80s. What she's doing is she just got caught stealing stuff from grocery stores for things such as frozen shrimps and T-bone steaks.
Frozen shrimps.
And what she was doing was taking these steaks and shrimps and taking them to other stores and selling them at a higher price. what intrigued me about that story is, who in their right mind is going to see an elderly woman walk into their store, lift her blouse, slap a T-bone steak on the counter, and think, ooh, I would love to buy that from her and sell it?
Now, are you working this material out with us? Like, are you in some fantasy world imagining that you're pitching this?
Observational comedy, Don.
Hello?
Hello?
No, sir.
Well, where did you get your story from?
The story is from a news radio show. I travel around the state delivering freight, so I have... listen to all kinds of different radio stations all around the state, but
so you were
just heard that little tidbit. I wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
You were just repeating a piece of crap that you heard on some other radio station.
And commenting on it.
Right?
Well, I was expecting your comment. I want to see what you guys
thought. Well, you covered it. Here's our comment. Piss off.
Bye!
Jesus Christ.
That was interesting. How could we improve on anything he said?
I don't know what's wrong with people.
Thank you, Charlie.
You, Charlie.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yes, fire away.
It's about my face.
Your face?
My face.
What about your face? I look at your face every day. It's a lovely face.
Okay, thank you.
Never tire of that face.
I am thinking of making an alteration to... I know I've got the world's worst beard, but what I'm thinking about doing is shaving my chin...
So just, I'm a beard expert. You know okay. that, don't you?
I'm going to just shave.
Move away from the microphone a little bit. What, you're just going to, are you going to go, you're going to go Paul Tuttle?
Yeah, but leave it on the sides too, uh-huh. though. See? Is that like too retarded?
You mean shave the chin itself?
So you have a long mustache, basically, that goes down to your chin?
Yes, but I also have hairs on the sides. Uh-huh.
You know what I would like to see, seriously? And I know you might think it's a departure and you can always grow back. You're going to get rid of this, right? The chin stuff.
I'm thinking about it.
Get rid of the chin stuff. And get rid of the sides and just have the Fu Manchu for a little bit.
Oh.
Well, can I be honest? I'm not trying to put you down here. I'm really not. Okay. I mean this only in the best possible
way. Okay, tell me.
You want to get rid of the chin. You want to get rid of the stuff in here. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I just...
And just leave it on the sides. Do you want it to still circle your chin?
No.
Or do you want to just get rid of this altogether?
No, I was just thinking...
Because really, if you had a heavy beard and you were going to get rid of this, then you would have the ye olde 1800s yeah, look with exactly. that... You'd basically have lamb chops.
But I don't because I am tragically stuck in that, like, 18-year-old boy body as far as the hair from my ear down to my jaw.
You know what I would do first? What I would do first, absolutely first, is I would take it off of here all the way up to here. Take it off the cheeks. You got nothing there.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a series. It's a series of hairs.
Compromise.
Oh, you're killing me.
Take it down to just a jawline.
No, no.
Okay.
No, you get rid of that, you get a goat. You don't know the agony of someone who has never been able to grow a beard, okay? There is some facial hair that goes from my ear.
He doesn't have his anymore. He used to have a beard, too. We used to all have facial hair.
Him, he has to go shave at 5 o'clock today or he's going to have a full beard.
All right, well, here's what I don't understand. You're talking about eradicating the area that is...
The hairiest.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Because right now, all it looks like, in a lot of cases...
My father was the same way as you. My father had the same kind of, like, lack of facial hair.
Sparse on the cheeks.
And an old Maine fisherman, lobsterman, Harold Dow. That was the guy. And I swear to God, that's the guy's real name. I know everybody knows that's from the Maine area, that there's a book called Bert Dow, and the Dow name is used, like, in Maine. This guy's name, I swear to God, was Harold Dow. God bless him. Used to chain-smoke cigarettes. He was the harbor master. And he would sit at the top of the harbor with his truck, just looking down at the dock, and he would chain smoke all day. He was there all day. As he got older, he didn't go out on his boat as much as he stayed in his truck. And my father, one year, tried to grow a beard. And Harold Dow was walking down on the dock, and my father said, well, Harold, I'm changing my look. I think I'm growing a beard. And Harold Dow looked at him and paused a second, and he looked in, and he said, well, yeah, why don't you put some cream on that and have the cat lick it off?
Thank you.
I love that story. Great story. I really do. And what he was saying is, you know, why bother? Mm-hmm. But you have heavy facial hair right where, you see where I have it right here?
Right where I don't want it, on my chin. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where it grows like it's going out of control.
But eliminating that chin, you're saying you don't want the Fu Manchu. I'm saying if you want to get rid of that, I don't know. You trim it a lot, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's
always
just,
neatly trimmed.
Here's the thing, and that just piggybacks on something else.
Why don't you color it? Seriously, I color every now and then. I go from being gray to being black to being brown to being blonde.
That day ain't gonna happen.
I like coloring my beard. I have a lot of fun doing it.
Listen, this all leads into something else about my appearance.
Really?
That we also had another very frank discussion last night about the entire scooter thing. And I
want to weigh in on that because I've got a story from last night.
Well, I'm going to get a scooter. I hope your story will not defer me from getting a scooter.
Let's say it won't.
Well, or the way that Mike's looking, let's say it will.
All right. Can I just get this out of the way? Let me just get this off my chest, all right? Please.
I must have some sort of cool facial hair if I'm going to be driving a less than masculine motorbike.
Last night, Carl and I went out to dinner. We were coming back from dinner. We were in separate cars. I don't know what it is lately, but all I know is that I have had more people cut me off, pull out on me lately. I don't know whether it's the moon cycle. And I am talking about on the way home on a little Route 28 in Virginia, two cars. One was a car carrier, okay?
Wow.
That just, with two lanes of traffic coming straight at him, just decided that he was going to take his left turn and pull in front of everybody. I mean, going 45, 50 miles an hour. That was one. And then another guy comes out, another trailer with a U-Haul, and just non-thinking pulls out. And it happens twice.
What does this have to do with the scooter?
This was the last part of the puzzle.
Here it comes.
I come up, and I'm doing about 45. It's dark, but I'm paying attention. And I swear to God, I'm driving along. Maybe it was the angle of the light. And I come up on this, and I swear to God, I went, oh, my God. And I jammed my brakes on because I could hardly see the bottle cap red light that was on what I believed was the bicycle in front of me.
That's what you would tell the authorities.
And then as I slow down, I finally slow down, and I hear.
Get out of here.
Hold on a second.
I'm not trying
to say you're not getting it.
Out of town.
I am saying if you get it, be very careful. And for God's sakes, don't take it out on a 45-mile-an-hour street when it only goes 40 miles an hour and at night when nobody can see you. And I went by this guy.
Listen, the whole reason I'm getting this thing is I'm afraid to get a motorcycle. I'm not going to be taking it on dirt roads in the middle of the night.
It's not a dirt. What do you mean dirt road? I wasn't on a dirt road. I was on a major interstate.
Mike O'Mara's dirt road.
My dirt road. No, you know what he had? I get back and I'm like, maybe I thought it was a moped. And when I got by, no, it was a scooter. And it was a guy on a scooter, a large guy on a scooter. And he had not the full helmet, not the half helmet. He had the full face cage helmet, you know, with the face bar that goes in front. Wrist back going, and he's cruising along. I mean, that was his primary mode of transportation.
I'm telling you, that was me when I went to test drive that thing a couple of weekends
ago. I am not saying don't get one. I am saying beware, and certainly, put those things where they belong, which is like, I don't know, on the sidewalk or something like that. Because, I mean, they really.
Please.
Well, no,
please.
It's dangerous to have them out.
Stop it.
It's dangerous.
Get a light-colored one with a lot of big lights on it you can be seen.
Why don't I just get a big Tampax? And just put wheels on a big tampon.
I think a scooter is a great idea. I think a scooter is a great
not
idea.
As cool as
I
a
frankly
scooter.
Think if you had the inclination, but you won't do this, and I know once you're set in your ways, you won't do what you don't want to do, but you could get the best training and be so completely confident on a motorcycle.
I'm not getting a motorcycle. I'm getting a scooter, and I don't care what you say. I'm going to cut my hair. I mean, my facial hair. It's going to be cool.
May I make a suggestion?
And you're gonna wish that your facial hair was as cool as me. Mike, who could grow a beard in 3 days.
I don't have that heavy a beard. I really don't have that heavy a beard.
Literally,
I don't like my gray hair. That's why it doesn't show up. It's almost translucent.
Let me offer this.
What?
You want to get rid of the sides and perhaps the goatee and then focus on a mustache, but maybe just a small one.
I have an idea.
Like
seriously.
Just like this one.
What makes a Nazi?
Hold on, about an inch.
How does he get that way?
Hold on. Great idea.
Huh?
I have a great, fabulous idea.
What is that?
This requires your help.
Okay.
This requires Rob's help.
Sure.
Everyone knows that on the show, compared to Buzz, me, or you, no one can grow a beard faster than Rob.
No, that's true.
Why don't we do this?
And Rob also has, right now, a completely full beard.
Yeah, I need to trim.
And Rob changes his beard every hour. I mean,
why don't
we try and take
use
pictures.
Use me as a template?
Yes. Take the pictures
Absolutely.
Of Rob with the different configurations, and you can see the way to do it.
Do you remember?
You
is that a good idea?
Yes. Do you remember when you were paying me as a challenge to not cut my hair, and then I shaved in stages?
Right.
There was all kinds of ways we went with, like, the Teddy
remember
Roosevelt.
Remember that with Rob? Because Rob had the big mutton of the lamb chops.
Yeah. Cut your chin hair off tomorrow, please.
Okay. I'll look good. Yeah. It'll be nice. Very 1870s.
So you just want the chin hair to be
I want to see what that would look like on Rob.
All right. Okay. You'll have three different possible templates because I'm getting a haircut this weekend. So we can go with three things. It'll come off in stages.
So it'll be chin.
Chin tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Or should it be?
The chin should be the first thing to go.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But see, I just got to look
cool. Or should I just shave half?
What I'm thinking is to make it. Well, no. See, he wants to.
Excuse me, Mike. I'm in the room.
Yeah, he has headphones on and everything.
And now you're
Mike.
Looking at me. What was that, like the cuckoo thing? What was that?
Well, why do you want to shave your chin and not anything else? I don't know. Why are you so enamored of this stuff you have on your cheeks?
Okay. Why is it that the grass is always greener on the other side? Haven't we had this discussion the entire 20 plus years you've known me? I have always wanted to grow a beard.
And I am saying
that. And have never been able to.
Then why don't you, but you have now, why don't you get rid of the area that is least fertilized on your face, the side cheeks where there is really no beard to speak of, and keep the place that's
hold
thick.
Hold on. Look at that. That's hair.
Well, wait. Hey. If you take your headphones up, yeah. Do you have any sideburns above that?
You faggot. Yes, I do.
I don't see them.
Look.
Oh, there's something there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But between
what?
You don't shave that, do you?
No.
All right.
What do you mean? I don't shave what?
What I'm saying is, you could keep the fairly long sideburns, then get rid of the stuff on the side, and you could leave.
Listen,
the perfect goatee.
I'm just gonna be as cool as Fonzie. That's all.
Well, he had no beard at all.
I'm thinking about that too.
Yeah. Well, Elvis never had any beard.
You don't look bad without a beard.
Thinking about that too.
Dye your hair black?
Shut up.
We're just spitballing.
Can we still shave the boy?
Oh, sure.
I know. That Mike's rooting for that.
I always like it when we can shave you.
Come in tomorrow looking like William Howard Taft.
And Buzz, why don't you grow yours back too?
I could.
For tomorrow.
Didn't we have a time when we had photographs taken where we all had big, like, mustaches, black mustaches?
I don't recall that.
I thought we had. Maybe I was drinking.
Maybe you were drinking.
I'm sorry. I thought we had a picture.
I went down to see Joe.
I thought baby animals. I thought that I seriously had a big bushy mustache and beard, and Buzz did, and Don did, and I think you did. And when we had the picture taken, I made some reference to it looked like Tombstone or something.
There was
like
a time
that.
We all had beards.
We all had big beards.
That's true.
I don't remember that.
I always had a little beard.
Well, your beard has gone gray, and so it's less like mine has, and so it shows up less when it's gray.
Right. Sucks. Uh-huh. I got to do something to be tougher. I got to do something to look more macho because I'd be driving a scooter.
How about a Goulet mustache? Pencil thin.
That's David Niven mustache?
Yeah.
He said manly.
I saw Steve Martin, that comic. Today Show today.
I'm not getting a mustache like him for the Pink Panther.
Was magnificent.
Did you see him on the Today Show?
Yeah, he was funny.
Legendary Stain.
I'm not getting a John Waters mustache. Don't even throw that out there.
I won't even say Wayne Newton.
I know we don't have that argument anymore because we both acknowledge that both our guys have been lame. But when you write the children's book, just forget it.
Steve Martin?
Yeah.
If you want to commit some time to it, how about the Raleigh Fingers look?
You have to have the long hair to wax.
Yeah, but you have to grow it out.
Just get out.
We're spitballing.
Just step away, please.
I think you'd look really good.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye then.
And because Dumbledore is gay, I'm going to grow my goatee longer.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Pointy.
Yeah, pointy. I'm going to tie it in a braid.
Mm-hmm. That is one move I could do. I see cats all the time, you know, like young cats with shaved heads who've got that nothing but the chin hair going.
Right. Why don't you shave your head?
Yeah, there you go. Why don't you just kiss my hiney?
Well, you're asking for advice to be macho.
No, I'm not. No more advice.
Get a gold hoop earring.
No more advice, Mike.
Mr. Clean. You don't look bad with it. Haven't we both shaved our heads for bets over the years?
Yeah.
We both didn't look bad with our head shaved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got news for you. I do.
You looked okay.
No, I didn't.
You had a round, did you?
I looked like I was in that movie, The Dream Team.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Miss those jingles.
Mm-hmm. Can we take a moment to think about what's happening out in California?
We'll be right.
Gosh, I hope John Cryer is okay.
Oh, yeah, he's in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, come right back and talk to Tommy B.
Yeah, a big night on Dancing with the Stars last
about
night.
Marie Osmond Good. Passing out last night, passing a kidney on Dancing with the Stars. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.